I was 13 the first time I heard somebody say it. I can't wait to get out of this town. I voiced an agreement, though at the time I wasn't sure what they meant. What was wrong with our town? It was just like any other small town, wasn't it? Slow traffic lights for slow drivers, diners that always got crowded after Sunday Mass, and a steady stream of elders always telling you to say hi to your parents for them or commenting on your height. Sure, there wasn't really a nightlife, so to speak, and going anywhere you didn't know at least three people and the owner was impossible. But when you're 13, these felt more like positives than drawbacks. As I got older, the phrase morphed into a mantra, repeated by anyone under the age of 18. I suppose it was used as a lifeline of sorts. Everyone needs something to get them through high school, and the promise of moving away was exactly what was needed. A lot of us have already made it out of my hometown now, though it's too early to tell who will stay gone. These past few months have given me a new perspective on my small town, and the slogan that so many of my classmates adopted in the hope that words would be enough to take them far away. In college, I met tons of new people, from a variety of different backgrounds and lifestyles, and everyone excited about diving into a new chapter in their lives. I realized that some students made the transition with ease, rarely needing to call home or Skype with old friends. I observed them with surprise and even a bit of jealousy. Not only did my friends from high school visit each other as often as possible, we also messaged each other daily, continually updating one another on our lives, though our paths were all headed in different directions. I began to question it in a way. What was it that bonded me with my friends from home that others didn't have? The answer didn't become clear until I was on winter break. It was late at night and my friends were squeezed into a car that was too small to hold everyone comfortably. With no money and nowhere to go, we reverted back to our normal routine of driving around empty streets, eating cold pizza and listening to the only station that my busted radio still picked up. As I passed familiar storefronts and Christmas-lit homes with recognizable names on their mailboxes, someone bared their soul and someone else made a bad joke. And I was reminded of 100 different times we had done exactly this. Drive around a town I knew better than myself, with friends I knew better than the town, and just talk. With nothing interrupting us, no exciting places to be or entertaining activities to attend, things slow down until the only thing left to do is talk. Talk with no inhibitions or barriers. To speak of anything that crossed your mind, because there was no one in the world who understood you better at that moment than the four other people wandering around a dead town with you. And so I had my answer. It was easy to forget superficial connections made at parties or hangouts when life is constantly moving with activity. It's simple to forget about bonds made. I believe that pure relationships are formed when the fast-paced life falls away, and the most interesting thing to do is to hear another person's story. For me, true and deep connections were made when there was nothing to do but learn about each other. Nothing to talk about but one another. For me, my deepest friendships were made in worn leather seats, listening to late night radio and each other. I believe that my high school catchphrase, "I can't wait to get out of this town," was just a catchphrase, repeated out of a mistaken ideal that the grass is greener on the other side. When in reality, the town we so desperately wanted to leave was the same town that made us who we are. And I believe that has made all the difference.